right, well, do the intro. Come on. Let's
You ready to do an intro, man? I ain't really got no intro, man. This is episode 20, what, 4? 2-4.
Something like that. Kobe episode.
Kobe, we are back. New year, new shit. Nah, I'm lying. New year, same shit.
new year, worse shit.
Yeah. Let's get into it. Hey yo. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo. Hey yo, I'm on the lid talking flint. His face all bloody, rope hanging off. Got hit with a chair, wore best tens to the dance floor. Greg Valentine, lower ties, blew his brains out right off the handlebars. Doggy paddle, the vent is tremendous. Pushing 3-door pins, they never coming out. I had twins. Walked up on and put my gun out close. Take that fucking chain off. I need that money and that sock filled with bags of dope. Duffel bag rumors where we read up. My dread shot, 5 niggas, smooth as VA and rock the Caesar. Peace almighty, grimy, Kimbo edition. Oh, my mind is federal prison. Guess who ran the day room? Don't touch the wrong TV. I'm watching 106 and Park with my shades on. Niggas getting pleasure when they toe tagging Vintage Guardian. I'm talking old fashioned shooter, got a go game. The flyest motherfuckers got the game on lock. Keep shooting it till it ain't no shots. The Lord please forgive all my niggas in the box. But one come home, then another get locked. Episode 24. They got Wale on that. They got Wale on that joint, but I really don't fuck with Wale like that.
What, that some Griselda shit?
Yep. West Side Gun, Smoke Dizza, Wale, Hurt Business.
That shit is fire, yo. That took me back to the early 90s real quick.
Yeah, yeah. That's that fire right there. But they got Wale on it. I don't really fuck with Wale verse too hard. So.
All right,
but,
Wale, don't do that.
Yeah, all right, but come on that.
I didn't hear the full thing, so
I can't play the full thing. I could, but we'll probably get kicked off of Spotify and iTunes for it.
Will we get kicked off Spotify though?
Probably so.
I thought if they have the stuff there, like the actual source there, they wouldn't. I mean, you're gonna listen to it on there anyway, right?
Yeah, but how does that stream count for them then? Sure. I don't know how that shit works. I don't know. Either way, I kind of really don't give a fuck if we're on iTunes or Spotify, I tell you the truth. As long as we're on Podomatic, we can get away with all that shit, so.
And you know this.
Yeah. That's why I'm hoping we kind of do end up getting kicked off eventually.
All right, so it is January 30th.
Shout out to my sister. It's her birthday.
When was our last podcast? Last year, the end of last year, right?
Yeah, last year.
Okay, so we got a whole month to recap.
Yeah, to unpack.
Yeah, we got a whole month.
You want to start backwards?
I don't know. Let's just let it flow and just mix it up. Because right now, that man, it's so much shit. I mean, that's since before the election, right?
Yeah, because we
I mean, not the election,
the inauguration.
Inauguration.
Yeah, so we was waiting to record because we wanted to see the outcome of what the Proud Boys was going to do, if they was going to get bucked, which they kind of did. They kind of did.
They didn't do shit.
I mean, they them niggas took the Capitol, bro. They did some shit.
That wasn't the inauguration, though.
I'm talking about that was a certification.
Yeah, but didn't we talk about the certification?
No, we didn't. That's what I'm saying. We didn't record this year.
Did that happen this year?
Yes, that happened this year.
No, it didn't.
Nigga, it happened in January.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's okay. It ain't even been a month since they stormed the Capitol. What are you talking
when
about?
When was the inauguration? The 20th. Okay, so that happened on the 6th.
Time flying. Okay.
Yeah. Y'all saw Team CJ ain't work.
It did. I mean, it got the effect. It got the point across a little bit. Niggas knew who they was after that. I know who QAnon was after that. I said, niggas is crazy.
Yeah, it's almost like it was funny when it was happening to kind of want to talk. But now I don't even want to talk about it, though. It's like, who cares? Y'all fucked up. Y'all ain't go hard like y'all supposed to.
Not at all. Y'all was supposed to really fuck some shit up, and the cops let them get away with half the shit. That's why y'all should have fucked some more shit up, because y'all already in trouble for the shit. Niggas out there planting pipe bombs and shit. Y'all niggas is done.
Yeah. So. Half the people that just went in there, y'all about to be fucked for a good 10 years just because of y'all leader put that 10 years in place.
Yeah. And then it didn't even march with y'all. Y'all got to feel dumb as shit.
Oh, yeah, he yoked the shit out, y'all. We're going to march down to the cap. Wait, well, where are you going? I'm going to watch it on TV.
I'm right there with you, Fox News.
In spirit.
Yeah. Yo, then the killer part is those niggas got arrested and he pardoned Kodak Black. They got to feel like shit.
Ah, see, now we're back into what I want to talk about. Look, did not tell you Lil Wayne was doing that shit for a reason?
Oh, we already knew. We knew. You was up on game. You peeped it. You already told us. We already knew.
Negro Damas in the building.
But, I mean, it was kind of clear. Everybody was like, yo, something's up with Wayne. This ain't normal. Everybody knew something was fishy.
Well, now I'm trying to figure out why Lil Pimp did what he did then.
Who's Lil Pimp? Oh, Lil Pump?
Yeah, like, what was your part? What did you get out of this?
I don't know, because he just wasn't in no trouble. Just a fucking idiot. Yeah, he was just an idiot. I mean, some niggas just ride for him. Like, I figured out that QAnon shit, them niggas is really a fucking cult. Them niggas is crazy. They believe every conspiracy theory in the world. Well, see, I don't know how that.
Yes, well, see, this is the crazy part about it, right? I was talking to somebody about it, and I was like, yo, they're no different. Then was it the end of the worlders?
Yeah.
You know, the motherfuckers are like, do you know the world is going to end in 2000?
Doomsday preppers and all that shit.
2012. It's going to end in this and that. And then it doesn't happen. And now you're just going to skip right over that and act like it's a different day now?
Yeah, but nah, but Q said, but listen, though, because Q be putting tests out there because he be not, because his followers don't be believing him and shit. So he be putting these tests out there. That's how they talk, man. Seriously. Like, that shit is crazy.
I don't know. It's Q, that QAnon shit, that ain't the same as, like, the anonymous, the dude, right?
It's an anonymous dude, yeah.
Is it? Because I believe his ass. I don't believe nobody else.
Anonymous is a group of hackers. Is that what you're talking about, right?
The anonymous group? Yep.
Yeah, that's not the same as Q. Q is on some other shit. Q is, he thinks he was somebody that was like had
a high
level.
You keep saying Q. Who is this guy that runs this Q?
You gotta dig deep into the conspiracy theory, man. I can't really explain who Q is. Just know that Q's a person that had like this top level security clearance for like the Department of Agriculture or some shit. I can't remember where it was from, but he has this high level clearance, and so he knows a lot of shit, and he's supposedly been leaking shit and how Trump is the savior and how they're going to stop the pedophiles from taking the babies and using the babies for their sex cult. It's crazy. It's some crazy shit, man.
I don't know, but this Trump shit ain't over with.
Nah, it's far from over with. He still got his hands and tentacles in a lot of shit.
Well, I knew it wasn't over with when I seen, was it the majority leader went down there to apologize to him or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that nigga flipped.
McCarthy?
Yeah.
Minority leader, whatever the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy, dumbass.
We already knew what was about to happen.
Is that his name, Mike McCarthy? I know his last name is McCarthy.
I don't know. I don't even pay attention.
Is it Mike McCarthy, the dude that coaches like, that coached in Green Bay? I don't know. See, this is how much I care about this shit.
Yeah, exactly. This is how much I give a fuck about any of them niggas. Like, I don't know. Yeah, Mike McCarthy, I think, or Mike Holmgren. I don't remember. One of them niggas from Green Bay. I don't know.
one of the Mikes.
Yeah, one of the Mikes. Don't remember. Don't know. Don't care.
That's a fact. What else happened this month?
A lot of shit.
Look,
we got a first woman vice president. That happened.
Yeah, I was about to say we don't do too much positive shit on here. But now I forgot the young girl's name that did the poem at the inauguration.
Yeah, I don't know her name either. But
yo, she's a fucking beast.
Yep. What they called it in the next Maya Angelou?
I don't know. Her? I thought homegirl was like 15. Turns out she's like 20-something.
Yeah, I know. I kind of felt bad at first when I looked. I was like, she kind of cute. I was like, oh, man, it's probably a fucking kid, man. What I'm doing? Then they said her age. I was like, okay. I don't feel too bad.
You part of that QAnon shit.
I don't feel too bad.
Messing with them little kids.
Yeah, hell no. No, the QAnon niggas hate the pedophiles. They think the pedophiles are taking the kids and like using them. like all the famous, like, what's it?
But
famous?
Aren't those the same people that was doing the Pizzagate shit?
Yeah, it's the same ones. That nigga ran up in the pizza joint, started shooting because he thought it was a basement. They still believe that that basement has a. They're running the pedophile ring through that basement.
Oh, they're fucking stupid.
I didn't even know that.
You got Harvey Weinstein and them, like, right there.
Really, yeah, really doing
like,
this
really
shit.
Like, really doing this shit.
Yeah.
Islands and everything.
Yeah.
Epstein.
Well, they said something about, like, Hillary Clinton is part of the cabal. Like, I guess they call it the cabal or some shit. I don't. I dug in there a little bit, and I shouldn't have got too far into it, but it was a hilarious.
Meanwhile, did somebody check on Ghislaine Maxwell? What's up with her?
Who is that? Still, I don't even know what that
she's
is.
She's still alive. The chick that was with Epstein, that was helping Epstein on the island and shit.
Ew, that bitch. I don't know. I
yeah,
don't
see?
Know.
Motherfuckers don't, keep your eye on the ball, nigga.
Hell yeah. That's how they do.
And shit, I was surprised when them pardons came out, she didn't get one.
Oh, I knew she wasn't getting one. I'm surprised Kodak Black got one and not Tiger King. I'm upset at that.
Yeah, that totally didn't fit Trump's character, right? I would have thought for sure that Joe Exotic would have got that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That goes with your track record.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I feel bad for him. Nigga got all dolled up and hair done just to stay there and get fucked.
Nigga had the limo outside waiting on him. He's like, yep. My man Trump's gonna pardon me.
Nigga came back to the cell looking beautiful.
you know he with it though, so.
Oh man.
Joe.
No, I don't
Joe
know.
Joe with it.
No, Joe, I think Joe was with it when he was in charge. He ain't in charge no more.
you think Joe's a giver, not a taker?
Yeah, I think Joe was a top. Until he got up in there.
He it's found himself on top. The bottom.
It's easy to be a top when you got meth heads below you.
Yeah.
Yo, but that nigga Jerome, yeah. He ain't no bottom, cuz.
This nigga was turning out meth heads, bro. Like, this nigga was wilding in there. Out here,
oh,
I mean.
Oh, man.
This nigga was on the streets wilding. This nigga had tigers and was turning out meth heads. Like, that nigga was wild.
What else we got going on? We got mad strains of COVID out here now.
I kind of knew that was happening.
Them shits is like different colors of Jordans out this bitch.
They keep saying it. They keep saying, like, every time somebody get it, it has the potential of getting mutated and passed on to somebody else.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not even the crazy part. That's not the crazy part for me. I don't think it ever ends. The crazy part for me is the Miami Heat got COVID-sniffing dogs.
Yeah, I seen that too. That's kind of weird, yo.
That is weird as fuck.
How do you even train a dog to do that?
That's what I want to know. That means that kind of makes me kind of nervous. Like, y'all kind of felt like y'all kind of had this shit around for a while.
Yeah, they out here sniffing viruses now?
Yeah, like, come on now.
Y'all could have been did that. Yeah, look, niggas need to get some STD sniffing dogs out this bitch.
Hey, I got a story about that. That's growing
get an
up
STD,
as a kid.
STD sniffing dog at your crib. You bring a bring a chick over here. But ah, we really go on Netflix and just chill today.
Yeah, somebody. I can't. I'm not gonna say that because that's a little crude. I'm gonna leave that one out. But somebody told me some wild shit as a kid, and I was like, that don't work like that.
Oh, you talking about sticking your finger in there with some earwax?
Yeah.
if it sizzle, you she burning.
Yo, where did that come from?
I don't know, but it's everywhere. I just proved it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even have to tell you what I was thinking. You already knew what time it was. That's what I'm saying. Shit's crazy.
I would feel weird just trying that. Yeah, like creep your finger up to your ear and shit.
You got
a
smooth.
Then you gotta have a dirty ass ear to just grab some wax.
Nah, this is what you do. You just take one of your ear pods out, clean it.
Here, listen to this real quick. No, down here.
I would say it's just clean the ear pod off. You talking about putting it in there? Oh, yo, she's not fucking on my ear pod. That's $150. Hell no. Nah.
It's a lot of claps in this song.
Oh, man. Just make it clap.
Look, listen. I'll tell you this. I got swept up because I can't hold it in. I want to get to it about this week. So I got hold in thanks to you.
What I
to all this stocks and coin shit. And if you're not careful, yo, that shit will, you know what I mean? It will take over your life, yo. So the AMC and GMC, the AMC and GameStop short sales or whatever, I got into that for a little bit until Robinhood, you know, stopped all that shit. And then I was on Twitter and I got onto the, was it the doggy coin shit?
Yeah.
Fam, look, you laugh. You laugh. But it was a good thing for Thursday.
Oh, of course. It's a good thing for a minute.
So
get your shit and get the fuck out.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's where I'm getting to. So I got a couple people around here that are into it too. And I was like, cool, you know what? I'm gonna just take this little $40 and I'm gonna throw it over here to this doggy coin and see what the fuck it do. So eventually I got up to $100, you know, throwing $100 into it. And
oh, you threw $100?
Yeah. So during Thursday, when I first learned about it, I was like, all right, well, fuck it. I'm going to do it. It's only $100. You know what I mean? So I throw it in there. And mind you, it was selling for like about a cent and a half at the time. So I got a decent amount of shares. And as the day goes by, the shit really started jumping up. So it gets all the way up to about 8 cents at midnight. And mind you, I was looking at this shit all day. That's how consumed I got with it.
8 cents a share? Or yeah. 8 cents a coin? Yeah.
Yeah. So it gets up to 8 cents a coin. I'm like, damn, I got like almost $800 in my account right now. I was like, fuck it. The people that, you know, drove this pump, you know, were like, yo, we're trying to get this to 10 cents. And I was like, all right, cool. They ain't going to get it to 10 cents or whatever. So, I you know, I left my money in there. The next morning, the shit starts dropping. Something crazy. So, it gets to about, you know, 7 cents and then down to 6. And I'm looking at Twitter and I'm looking at what everybody's saying. And something clicks in my mind. I'm like, yo, fam, this is a pyramid scheme.
It's a pump and dump.
No, yeah, because that's exactly what it is. So, you know, you get a whole bunch of people to pump it up to that 10 cents. And meanwhile, you're waiting on the 10 cents. And by the time it gets to 8 or 9 cents, the motherfuckers that created it are yanking the rug out. You know what I mean? They're taking their profit and they're dipping.
Yeah.
So it didn't click to me until about 5.5 cents or whatever. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to take this profit and just dip.
Yeah.
So I did that. I didn't lose any money. Matter of fact, I gained a lot compared to what I had. And I still got a thousand coins still. I kept 1,000 coins just in case, you know, something jumps off
later.
Yeah,
just in case it jump off again, yeah.
Yeah. But I just thought that was, like, amazing because, you know, we're used to the pyramid schemes on Facebook and shit like that. But then when you look at the people with actual money, because just think if you would have got in at 1 cent, you know, with $100,000. Because you know this is going to go well. It gets up to 8 cents. Next thing you know, you got $800,000 and you dip. That is a huge come up.
And it's
huge.
And with crypto, it's so quick to cash in and out on certain apps. I don't know about Robinhood, but on Cash App, if you got, well, I know for Bitcoin, it's so quick to cash in and out. It's literal seconds.
Well, see, that's why I think Cash App doesn't carry that doggy coin shit.
Because they know
that's what can happen.
Yeah, they
because
know
really,
the,
in all essence, the coin was created as a joke. You know what I'm saying? It only adds value if people, you know,
believe it has value. Just like any money right now, because we're not backed by the gold standard. So,
yeah. So I just thought that was funny, especially, you know what I mean? Because if right now my money is all tied up in Robinhood right now, I gotta wait till I guess it clears before I can withdraw it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
That's hilarious. I saw somebody said they put $400 on there and lost all of it. I said, what was you thinking?
Well, first of all, the only people that are in there right now, if you go on Twitter and you do the hashtag,
yeah,
the only people that are in there who are the people that bought late. Like if you bought this shit when it was at like 5 cents, thinking it was going to go up to 10 and you was going to double up your money.
And then you lost, yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad for you because now you lost money. Like even if I still had my shit in there right now, I would have still had a gain in there because it's not lower than, you know, a cent and a half.
Yeah, I put like what, $10 in there and just was done with it. Like, all right, whatever. I just want to see what happens. Just because I'm like, I'm curious on shit like that. Little shit like that don't. I'd be like, oh, what's this? Let me see what this'll do. Because I'd be like, oh, it's just 10 bucks. Fuck it. And then in my head, I'd be like, I would have spent this $10 on some stupid shit any fucking way. So it don't matter to me.
Yeah, but this is what's funny, right?
I do got investments on other shit that I don't talk about investments and shit on here. Yeah, like, but I do.
I don't like to do that shit either. This was just a definite pump and dump, though.
Yeah.
But like right now, I'm looking at it and it's hovering around 3 cents. You know what I mean? So even if I had left my money in there, from the time that I bought it, I would still be doubled up right now.
Oh damn! So you bought it at a fraction then? When it was fraction?
No, it was like 1.5 cents.
Oh okay.
And now it's at 3 cents. So
okay.
It's a nice little double.
Well, how long does Robinhood take for you to get your crypto back out, your money back out of crypto?
I'm not sure because I signed up for Robinhood just for this.
So I'm saying you pulled your money out of the crypto, right?
I sold.
How long did it take?
It didn't take long at all.
Okay.
Within the minute.
Okay.
So it's back into my buying power right now.
Yeah. So here's my thing with Robinhood. Like, they fucked me up on that one because I had was putting in. Remember it kept failing when I was trying?
Yeah.
Well, those were failed attempts, but they were still trying to pull money from my account at the same time and shit. So it was all kind of out of whack. But I ended up getting it. But it wasn't the amount that I thought it was supposed to be, and it happened late. And now they're saying if I cash out, it might take a few days. I was like, what the fuck? So I don't know what's going on with Robinhood. Robinhood's fucking a lot of people up.
Yeah, it is, because I don't know how long it's going to take mine either. Because when I first started like investing this, I was taking out small increments, and putting them into Robinhood, and they gave me like an instant investment money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that still didn't come out of my bank account. So I was playing with all their money.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It takes a while to clear. And that's weird with Robinhood. And that's why I don't kind of like them. I'm going back to Fidelity. But with Robinhood, they'll take it out of my account. And it'll be out of my account, but they'll say it still hasn't cleared until like 3 or 4 days later. And I'm like, that's bullshit. When I see it cleared on my end already.
I don't know. I've come to the conclusion that all these apps are in bed with Wall Street anyway.
Hell yes.
Especially for the shit that they did with Robinhood. And stopping you from buying shit and stopping you from selling shit. Like, yo, it's my money. This is supposed to be a free market. What the fuck are you doing?
Dog, they fucked me on that. They fucked me on that BlackBerry shit, man. It's funny now, but I was like, I can't believe they went this far to do all of this, like in plain sight. Like, I've never seen no shit like that.
I've seen they've got a lot of class action shit going on.
Yeah, they better. I know there's a lot of people that lost money. Like, I lost money on options because of that shit. So it is what it is.
Well, that's because everybody was pulling out of everything else and putting it into there.
That wasn't my issue. My issue wasn't even that. My issue was the fact that they stopped people from trading. Once they did that, my shit plumped. The stock plummeted that I was in, that I had an option on. It plummeted, and they did that shit on purpose to get underneath a line, a certain line, because they knew that payout was about to be expensive.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
I'll tell you this. I went ahead and put 25 funky ass dollars in the AMC on Cash App. We'll see what that does.
Oh, Cash App still let you get AMC?
Well, I got it like right at the line, I think.
Well, okay, Cash App has AMC. Okay. So Cash App don't have restrictions.
I think they do.
No, they don't.
They put some restrictions on afterwards. Yeah, I think they did. But also, they don't carry a lot of, common stocks and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the thing with them.
But I did get through an AMC, so I got 25 sitting in there. I'll see what happens next week with that. But
I'll talk to you offline about some other ones, too, that I know is about to pop. So
yeah. Well, I'm out of it. I got my little profit off of that doggy coin, and I'm cool with that. It was fun while it lasted.
I got my shit in Bitcoin.
You can, like, if you really believed in that doggy coin shit on Thursday and say you had you were one of these rich ass motherfuckers with money to throw around, and you put, you know, $250,000 in there, you would have $2 million if you pulled out at the right time.
That nigga pull out game got to be strong. nigga pull out game got to be strong for that one.
Yeah, but just sitting there looking at that shit, the other day was like,
that should have consumed you.
Man, this is it's just like, this is a real life pyramid scheme. Oh, like, yeah. Y'all convinced enough people to put money in there so that you could take it from them.
Yeah. Like, we used to do a lot of, when I was in the desert, we used to do a lot of day trading and shit when I was at work. Because we was at work for 12 hours a fucking day, so. Yeah. And we was making stupid money, so. It's like, what else to fucking do?
But, yeah, day trading isn't my cup of tea, man. That shit have me stressed out looking at the screen all day.
Yeah, that shit is a nightmare. I don't want to, like, I just invest here and there and shit, and I do little stuff here and there, but my main thing probably my 401k and shit, so.
Well, I seen the Bitcoin jumped up like $5,000 a coin.
Oh, what, you know what I did with that? So I saw when it jumped up, I had pulled my money out.
Why?
Because it's about to go back down.
Oh, okay.
And so that's exactly what happened. It went back down again. So in like a couple days, I'm going to see how far it goes down, then I'm going to buy back in.
Yeah, it's always going to be a dip. That's how they try to convince people with this doggy coin. They're like, yo, it's super cheap right now. Let's go ahead and, you know, buy it all up and shit like that. That shit ain't coming back up.
You better be careful. That's why I say I be doing, like I said, I'm going to use that shit as my savings. But, God, we on here talking about finances and shit. I don't want to talk about this shit. I want to talk about some other shit, man.
No, it's cool to talk about finances. It's not cool to talk about how much you got. That's why I try to leave amounts and shit out like that, because that shit is super corny.
Yeah, I do know a lot of niggas is losing a lot of money, and a lot of niggas gained a lot of money off this GameStop shit. Shout out to everybody that's making their money, man. Shout out to them.
Nah, fuck them.
Cause you ain't getting in on it.
Yeah, cause I ain't in on that.
Oh, man.
I ain't on the ends.
Oh, shit. Oh, this just came through the wire. It ain't really come through Chess, but it's been some new shit popped up on it. T.I. and Tiny, man.
Oh, I did see that.
They running. They pimping.
Allegedly.
Oh. It's alleged. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I read some of those stories. It's a wild story.
I've also seen that some of them were made up.
Did you see where Rob went at T.I. last year or something like that?
Who?
Rob Kardashian, about how how T.I. and Tiny got Blac Chyna into a threesome or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some truth to it, but I don't believe it's like, I don't believe it's sex trafficking.
I don't know what niggas.
Like, if you got motherfuckers over there willingly coming over there, like.
I'm not saying sex trafficking. What I'm saying is
prostitution at the most.
not even that. I'm saying that they're drugging. I'm thinking they're drugging women and having sex with them.
Ah, see, now that, yeah, I forgot about that. That could be true.
That's what the part I'm at.
Doing that Bill Cosby shit.
That's the one I'm on.
Didn't one of the girls say that she went over there willingly to have sex with them in a threesome? They took some pills. She woke up, and I guess like the bodyguard or something had fucked her too.
Damn, they let everybody in on it. They brought the bodyguard in on the action.
Yeah, we ain't gonna waste this pill.
Yeah. Nigga, she sleep. Why we made? We can't make rape jokes. This is wrong. Rape is wrong.
No, you're right.
Whoa. Say no.
listen, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Rape is wrong. And I don't like to be the victim blamer here. But a lot of y'all be putting yourselves in this situation for no reason. Like, you going over to T.I. and Tiny house for a threesome. I don't know, man.
That's risky behavior to be.
Nothing is right about it. Let's get that straight. It's all wrong.
Yeah, that's like, a married
nobody
couple.
Should be raped. Nobody should be raped regardless. But you definitely are putting yourself in risky behavior. I think that's safe
people.
To say.
Yeah, you don't know these people. I mean, I understand if y'all had.
It's not like I'm saying, oh, you wore that dress, you knew what you were doing. No, that's something totally different. But when you're dealing with that type of shit, you know what the fuck is about to go down, yo.
Or you have some kind of idea, especially when you first get in and they take your phone.
Yeah. Any place that you sign in an NDA.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. You can't say that.
Why not?
Because I've been to famous people's houses and I had to sign an NDA before I came
no,
in.
No, no, no. See, I know what you're talking about, but that's something different.
How is that you any came, different?
Because you came over there knowing you was about to get it on.
No, I wasn't. What are you
not
talking
you.
About?
Not oh. you. I'm talking about the person.
What?
I'm talking about the person. Like you know what you're coming over here for. This ain't game night or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, man, that's so fucked up, though.
And then you got to read the NDA. Because motherfuckers have you sign an NDA, but it... You ain't looking what's in the NDA.
Yeah, them shits like, be long.
Yeah, NDAs can't, you know what I mean? They're not going to cover anything, everything. And if they do, it's written in there. Like, you can't have an NDA that says, if there's illegal sexual activity in here, you can't talk about it. If that is in the NDA, if that is in the NDA, like, chances are, that's probably not where you want to be at.
I don't even think you're allowed to put that in the fucking NDA.
Shit, I don't know. Some people crazy.
I'm allowed to rape you if you come over? Nah, that's not in the NDA.
Shit. All right, if that's not in the NDA, then you could talk about it. What's the purpose of having an NDA if it don't cover what it came over here to do? I'm pretty sure in that paperwork somewhere. It might be worded a little differently.
It's some words that we don't understand and shit, kind of like what Brandon be doing.
Where the fuck you think T.I. got all them words from?
Yeah, you're right. And then,
that nigga's a walking NDA.
And yo, I kind of believe what the fuck going on, because anybody that goes that extra hard about their daughters, like protecting and all that shit, about protecting their virginity and all that shit, you got
you know
some
what
deep,
the fucking happened. Yeah.
Yeah, you want some other shit, man, because most people trust and believe in their kids, and they, you know, they ain't got to go through those lengths.
Didn't she end up getting pregnant by some rapper anyway?
I think that's the other one, though. That ain't T.I.'s kid. I don't think he had anything on that one. If he did, that's some wild shit. If I was her daddy, I'd probably try to kill that nigga.
Yeah, I don't know. None of my business.
Yeah, but they might be doing, they might be going down as a couple, though. They might be. It might be donezo for them, depending on how this shit go.
Well, look, if they're doing it, I have no doubt that all the other couples, Will and Jada was probably in on that kind of shit too.
Nah, come on, we already know what Will and Jada was doing.
I'm just saying.
We already know what happened with that. They had entanglements. They had entanglements and shit. That's a little different over there, nigga. Will was crying on that set. This is a little different here. T.I. and Tiny are fucking bitches. This is different. This is a whole different ballgame.
I wonder how long that's been going on, or has that been going on since they split up and decided to get back together?
That probably been going on for a minute. Like I think Will Smith was fucking Margaret Robbie.
Margot Robbie?
Yeah, whatever the fuck her name is.
Shit. I don't blame you. Man, I don't blame you.
They was in a couple movies together, you know what I'm saying?
Eva Mendez, too.
Yeah, there's another one. But it always hurts you though when you see a young one take your queen down.
Oh yeah, because you just know you can't compete. Yeah. I don't got that many rounds in me. Yeah. Ain't that many bullets in this chamber?
I can see the hurt on his face during that interview. Shout out to Will, though. He's holding up. Yeah,
look, and then having to talk about it.
Yeah.
I got to talk about your fuck up.
Yeah. On your shit, though. On your channel. Yeah. On your Facebook shit. What else happened, man? But I want to get away from this whole sex trafficking, rapist, Bill Cosby. Old pudding pop ass shit.
Yeah. Yo, look, Bill Cosby in there like, I was doing this shit too. What's up? Why I'm in here?
Yo, they probably, I hope Bill's all right in there.
I don't.
Yeah, I hope they don't fucking like kill him or no shit.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, because Bill think he's slick, yo. Bill had to be a narcissist. Because you don't, like, as bad. Remember when he used to talk bad about other comedians and the hip-hop community? Like, he was all high and mighty.
Yeah.
And then you back here raping bitches.
Well, I wouldn't even do it as that on that strength. I'm on the strength of the fact that he had to be arrogant as fuck to do it to white women. Yo, you gotta be arrogant.
He thought he was untouchable.
Yeah, like what, nigga? You did this to some white women, man.
You better be careful. This also shows you that people be out to get money, because you see, once that TI news leaked, these stories start coming in all over the place. Like they wanted to get in on it.
Yeah,
it's the same thing that happened to Bill. Oh, me too. Yep, me too.
Well, a lot of people say that's about once somebody first has the courage and everybody else gets that courage as well too. So I don't know.
You can say that, but then you always see what happens at the end. It always comes down to money.
Oh yeah, somebody got to get paid. I mean, if they got fucked for no reason, then yeah, they got to get paid. I mean, that's fair.
Does that then turn into prostitution?
Look,
I'm just saying.
Unwilling prostitution.
That's bad business.
What, prostitution is bad business? I think it's a great business.
You would.
Legal. If a woman is legally giving herself, selling herself, I see nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, they're doing it on OnlyFans all day, so.
Yeah.
And what's the old adage? Sex sells.
Yeah. The OnlyFans game is over with, I think.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's just saturated right now.
I think it's done. I don't think niggas is going on OnlyFans looking at bitches.
How long until we have an open society?
What you mean by open society?
Where, like, there's nudity and everything all over the place.
Oh, you want that?
I'm just thinking it's going to happen. Because, like, I look at all these fucking TikTok challenges and shit like that. That fucking silhouette shit.
Whoa, the silhouette challenge. Oh, my God. That's a beautiful challenge.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's getting all over the place and it's becoming normal. And motherfuckers don't care no more.
Yeah, some of them red lights wasn't all the way red. I saw nipple.
Motherfuckers turning the brightness up and shit.
Hey, I saw nipple. I saw plenty of nipple in there. You can't. Yeah,
but they do it. They do it on purpose.
Of course. So I know they do. Because there's a link to their OnlyFans when you click on their bio.
Yeah, because when you think about like back in the day when movies and TV shows, like, you couldn't curse. Or nothing like that. If it was cursing, it was going to be rated R. Now they be cursing on TV and shit. Like, nobody cares about that.
Remember when niggas was trying to get the Playboy Channel?
Like, facts.
Nigga, and that was just titties. That wasn't nothing but titties. That's all it was. Titties in a bush.
Look, all I know is when you hear this.
Oh, you know what time it is.
Freak. Freak.
Yep.
It's going down.
That's one of the best challenges. It's better than the what's the other one they was doing?
The busted challenge?
Yeah, I think it's better than that.
Oh, that's another one. You know what I mean? Yeah, I saw people getting freaky with that too. Next thing they busting it on their nigga.
Yeah.
In the fucking video. I'm like, okay. It's turning into porn real quick.
But some of y'all old ones got to chill. Y'all bones ain't ready for that no more. Y'all got to warm up, stretch. Shit, and some of y'all too big.
I gotta warm up to watch the motherfucker.
Oh, shit. We do appreciate it.
Man, I don't got nothing against people of the alternative lifestyle and shit like that. But y'all dudes got to leave these silhouette challenges to the females. That's what this is about. Yeah, I'm going to be scrolling through Twitter and see a red meat on my screen. I just don't want to see it.
Yo, it was a dude, man. I was so mad because I'm scrolling down this stuff. It was a dude in a ski mask. I'm like, come on, man. What are y'all doing, man? Stop it. Stop. This is for the ladies. The ladies. And I had a girl say, oh, girl, it's for the ladies.
I don't know. It fucks me up because it's like, Yo, the only people that, like, when you're a dude and doing this, that means you got supreme confidence, which normally means you're fucking packing. Stop giving ladies this false hope that everybody looks like that.
It's regular niggas out here, too.
Yeah. Average niggas can't win in this challenge.
I'm not even trying to win. See that. I'm not trying to win in this challenge. I just tell the ladies every time they try and post that up, I'd be like, you know he gay, right? He don't want you.
Just start hating real quick.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm a hater.
I seen a chick in a wheelchair do the challenge, yo.
Which one? The busted challenge?
No. The silhouette challenge.
I'm so fucked up for that one. I should scratch that, but fuck that. Yeah, oh, she did the silhouette challenge?
Yeah, that was it. Was
did
rough.
She kick the wheels up?
It was like she was leaned against something when the music changed. I don't know. It was crazy.
Oh, we should be making these jokes, but I don't give a shit. That's hilarious because she did the challenge, so I don't give a fuck. We get to make fun of that.
You got me in here watching these shits on Twitter.
I don't see nothing wrong with that unless you got like family in the room with you.
No, I'm just saying, like, and then you be telling on yourself when everybody finally figures out what it is and they hear the music, they be like, what you doing over there? Nigga, you know what I'm doing over here.
Hey, the funniest part about that is I don't even know whose song that is, what song that is. I probably would never hear that song ever. Don't care about that song. But it's probably going to be a smash hit because of what TikTok did.
Well, the original song, I did some research. The original song was like a song from the 50s, some white dude singing it. But it's a sample. I don't know whose it is now. Like, after the beat drops, it's got to be somebody else's. And it's going to blow up just because of that.
Yo, 50 Cent nasty, man. What is wrong with 50? This nigga posted a picture of Wendy Williams bent over. Oh,
you ain't heard the news about that?
Nah, what's going on with that?
Method Man had a one-night stand with Wendy Williams a while
ago. What? Meth hit that? When? Yeah. Old meth or new meth? Which meth
it
is
it? Doesn't
this?
Matter. It's nah. Wendy Williams.
what part of the Wu-Tang career was he in? I mean, was this... It depends on what time frame this is. Put your
head on my... Oh, hold up. That was one of them where they smack you with the Bible.
Hey, you see the one where they turned the... was it the Missy?
Yeah, that's my favorite one, yo.
Yeah, that shit go hard.
Yeah, I like that shit.
That shit go hard. That shit, I fuck with that one.
She's smart for that.
The fuck kind of weed made you do that?
Well, see, I like watching the silhouette challenges of these OnlyFans chicks. I don't want to see the average person do this. You ain't got nothing I want to see.
Yo, 50 said, what kind of weed got you on that, blood? Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah, this is a bad picture of Wendy here. Like, she ain't got no ass. I don't know if that's a bruise like that. Or if that's a birthmark. I don't know.
She's bad built, so.
Yeah, she's definitely bad built. But she is a woman, though. Don't. A female woman. She's that. She's definitely that.
That's all right. She can be somebody's cup of tea, but she ain't mine.
Who came to this conclusion that meth had a one night stand with? Did meth say, you know what, I had a one night stand with Wendy?
Wendy said it.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I don't know too many females that lie on they shit. Men do it all the time, but
nah, you right. Cause let's be fair here. Niggas done fuck some in they days.
Some booger whoops.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Nobody's knocking them out the park every round. Like, you gotta get some practice in, so that's all I'm saying.
I guess.
But that's why I'm saying we don't know what part of his career this was going on. Like, if this was before he blew up, then I can see how you would sleep with a DJ. When you're trying to get your record played. I don't know. Because wasn't she a DJ at the time? A radio host at the time?
Yeah.
Maybe. Back in the day. So, I don't know.
But still, like, you still look the same.
Yeah, but if I'm gonna get my record, if I'm gonna get my record played on your station, and I know you're gonna listen to your
play for pay.
Yeah.
Pay for play.
I would do it. I would definitely do it. I mean, you gotta look at that. It's called investment. It's an investment. It's an investment. Lil Durk, what? I'm gonna stop reading that. Yo, what are you doing?
You know what I'm doing.
Oh, we could go back and we can cancel what you said earlier about the Tory Lanez.
What?
And Meg did not drop charges.
Well, whatever.
Oh, Tory Bricks has a challenge. Did the TikTok challenge?
No, she didn't. Where's that?
I'm about to post it to you now. Hold up. Can you see it? It's in the script. Pause.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't get naked though. She's just next to a bathtub.
I don't like that shit at all.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. What else? I know it's still some more shit. I don't want to talk about sports. I'll talk about basketball. I don't want to talk about football.
I don't want to talk about any of that shit.
Why not?
Because I just don't, like, it's too early in the NBA season. You know what I mean? And as far as football, I already told you, after all that bitching and griping y'all was doing about Tom, you don't sleep on young Thomas of House Brady, fam.
I'm not sleeping
y'all,
on him.
Y'all going to win a Super Bowl because of him.
I hope so. But here's my thing with that, is the nigga threw 3 interceptions in that game, so.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I know.
He got the job done. I'm curious to, and I don't think Pat Mahomes is, you know, all the way there right now.
We'll see. I just hope it's a good game. It's down here in Tampa, so you know I'm gonna be somewhere around it. Fuck that shit.
You can't write a better story. This story lines up with LeBron's story.
Yes.
The Cleveland story. It's the same shit.
Until game day and some shit pop off. We got to see what's going to happen. So, I'm not guaranteeing. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope they win, but there ain't no guarantee on shit.
When is the Super Bowl? Next Sunday, right?
Next Sunday, yeah. Next Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be watching because I know Tom is going to win it. The storyline doesn't get any better, and then he's going to retire.
Nah, he still got one more year under contract.
No, he'll retire.
No, he won't.
You think he needs that one more year?
He wants to play. You don't understand. This dude wants to play football. Like, I know, I don't think it's about.
He needs to do the Jerome Bettis. He needs to do the Jerome Bettis. Get your championship and then dip the fuck out. Go out on top. That's the hardest thing for athletes, to go out on top. You want to play, but this right here, this year right here, this is a fluke. You're not doing this again next year.
I don't know.
You're not. You know how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl?
The Chiefs did it twice.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, they got a young-ass quarterback. Father Time is undefeated, cuz.
I got you on that, but he also has a good-ass defense that's been holding him down. I mean, he threw 3 picks.
We'll see.
That was Jameis Winston-level shit right there for a minute.
Don't you do that.
Did you see the one he threw when he was on the ground? Come on, man.
I don't care.
Tom
would never steal crab legs.
He has enough money to pay for them bitches. Yeah. Give them to him for free because he's a white man. That's really the
truth.
Just,
look, I'm happy because I've always been riding with Tom Brady. I like him. I even gave him a pass for that whole Trump shit a couple years ago. But, like, I just don't see it happening after this year. And I know all the people that was like, Tom, it's the system. It's the system. Well, is it the system now?
Nah, that nigga throwing Hail Marys out there.
Bill Belichick somewhere crying right now.
Well, Bill Belichick had fucking Cam Newton.
It doesn't matter. You had the system.
That's what I'm saying. He had Cam Newton. Of course he was crying. Nobody wants Cam Newton.
I feel bad for Cam because
I don't. He got all. He put all this on himself.
I don't know. Cam was a monster. He's a freak. I don't know what happened to him.
He was spoiled. He a crybaby. That's what it is. That's all it is. What
I don't know. His best year was that year. Didn't they go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That was his only chance right there, and he blew it.
You blew it.
Yeah. I thought Carolina gave up on him too fast, though.
What was the new coach coming in?
It doesn't matter. They gave up on him.
Man, he had plenty of time in Carolina. What do you mean? They put a team around him. He had Steve Smith at one point, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he had players around him.
Then Steve came over to Baltimore. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. What about New Jersey? That's what I wanted to talk about, really. The Nets.
I don't see it working, yo.
You don't for real?
I don't. Like, I just, if something's going to happen, yo. Kyrie is too unpredictable. I don't know, man. I mean, even a bad team, I still think they'll make it to the finals. I just don't see them beating somebody like the Lakers.
Oh, and before we get to the NBA again, let me say one thing and clear it up. I was wrong. I was definitely wrong about the NFL did it. They traveled, and they did all the games. I'm surprised that shit
happened.
Did they
do all the games? Because they canceled a lot.
They made them all up. They played every game. Every game got played. Yeah, every game got played. I thought they was going to cut the season short, but they didn't. But, hey, that's cool. They did it.
I mean, it's still bad because the NBA is struggling with it right now.
Yeah. Well, Toronto's down here in Tampa.
I told you they was going to be down there.
I hate the fact that they are, too. I hate it. They talking about, well, they got, like, T-shirts and shit talking about the Tampa Bay Raptors. I'm like, yo, chill.
Well, you know that's how they do when they're trying to position themselves for a team.
Nobody want no basketball team here.
Because just think about it. They did the same thing with Oklahoma City. When New Orleans went over to Oklahoma after Katrina, they ended up getting a team. If anybody gets a team, it's got to be Seattle.
You think?
But you can't just add one team.
Are they talking about expanding?
Yeah. Adam Silver said they're going to start, well, they're talking about it now. But you need more than just one team. So, for me, I could just see it coming. Seattle's going to be a lock. And then the other one will probably be in Vegas.
Definitely Vegas. Especially since they've got the T-Mobile, that little arena they got. I think it's T-Mobile Arena.
Well, wherever the Raiders are playing at.
That's hell no. That's too that. Yeah, they can't. Hell no. That'll be big as shit.
Well, whatever, who plays in Las Vegas? It's a they hockey got a, team that plays in Vegas, right?
There's a T-Mobile Arena, I thought. Yeah, the T-Mobile Arena's in Vegas.
Oh, well, there you go. But there's definitely going to be one in Seattle. That is coming back.
Yeah, that's where the Vegas Knights play. The hockey team, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Seattle needs a team. They had good fans.
Well, ain't no fans going to no games right now, so.
Facts.
Would you?
Unless
would
you live in like Florida.
Would you? Yeah, hell yeah. Would you go though? If they were letting people go?
Me personally, no.
Yeah, me either. I didn't like
it's
going
not,
to
it's
them
not
when
worth
it was.
It.
Yeah, I didn't like going when you're allowed to go. I especially hated going to football games because it was hot as fuck out there.
Well, I'd go only if I had good seats. I'm not going to sit up in the nosebleeds. I'd rather watch it at home.
Well, the nosebleeds be kind of lit too, though, sometimes, depending on who you're up there with.
And it depends, not as a sports fan. Like, if you're just going for the atmosphere, then yeah. But, like, if you actually want to see some shit happen, no.
Well, you get a bird's eye view of shit. Well, it depends on what. Football games is a little different. Hockey, the stadiums are smaller, so you can still see. You still got a good view.
Basketball, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, players look all little.
What you trying to see the niggas looking lifelike? Like, for real?
Well, that's why I'm going there in real life.
Yeah, but you up a little higher. What are you trying to? It don't look like ants running around on the court or no shit like that.
I get mad when I go to my son's games and I got to sit at the top.
What?
Yeah, because you just, I don't know. I'd rather be closer. If not, I'll watch on fucking TV.
They don't be that. It doesn't be that bad. You won't see the sweat dripping off a nigga, but I mean, it don't be bad seating. You still get to see what's going on.
I guess. My preference is no, though. What else we got the fuck going on right now?
Nothing. They got Trump out of office. That was the biggest thing.
Yeah, I just want him to like disappear.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, I know. But it'd be better for everybody. You seen people with real true colors now, especially the motherfuckers in the Senate.
Hell yeah. Like, yo, first off, we fighting. I would have fought that dude in the on the floor. Yo, straight up. You not coming at me sideways. I don't give a fuck if we at work or not, nigga. You coming at me sideways and think it's going to be sweet? Uh-uh. Not today. I'm fighting you. And they should have fought for real. I would have bust that nigga in his face. Fuck that
Wait,
shit.
Wait, man, what are you talking about?
They was about to fight on the Senate floor. On the floor that when they was arguing after the fucking riot that night.
Oh.
He had came at him and said some wild shit to him, and dude got pissed. And so, cause they was cool about this shit. Half of them was cool. They was with it. They was like, they weren't worried about the shit at all. I guess they figured that they weren't gonna come after them. They only going after the Democrats.
No, it just shows how out of touch with reality them old ass motherfuckers are, yo.
No, I'd be some. It was some young ones in there, but talking that shit too. Like they told the lady to put the girl to put the chick to put on a mask. The dude was like, I'm putting on a fucking mask. It was like, damn, nigga. Like, damn, nigga, chill. They got the metal detector. I'm not going to this fucking metal detector. What is this?
Yeah, that's crazy. All that stuff that's crazy.
Yo, you elitist bitch. Get the fuck through that metal detector.
I went to school with metal detectors. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Nigga, you get on a plane. How you get on a plane? You go through a fucking metal detector. But you too cool to go through.
Yeah, if you ain't doing nothing wrong, what's the problem?
Ain't no problem. Niggas just want to talk that shit. I'm not doing it. You know how smug white motherfuckers be, man, with that stupid shit? Think they above everything? That's who stormed the Capitol.
Yeah, well, then the one motherfucker was like, it's my right to carry. I think he had his gun with him or something. I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
Like, chill, man. They got it. I know they seem like they don't got it from the last time. But I guarantee they got it.
Listen, they caught them motherfuckers slipping and didn't do nothing.
They let them walk right through that bitch. They opened the gates up for them niggas. Them niggas, like I said, them niggas was wild, man. They all in Nancy Pelosi's desk drawer. Nigga eating Skittles off a desk.
It was a motherfucking chick up here about half hour from where I live that took Pelosi's laptop. Was talking about selling it to Russia or some shit like that.
That's wild. And yo, and the nigga that took the podium down here in Tampa. These niggas is crazy, man.
Look, they won't let all this shit die down. They won't let all them white people out. Watch.
Nah, that's feds. The feds ain't playing with that shit. You can't just... Bruh, I saw Nancy Pelosi's computer screen. I was like, ooh, they use ad hoc. They're like, yo, how should I know this? They're like, oh, they use an ad hoc for their alert system. I can see it. It's like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, yeah, niggas was taking pictures.
Running through... paperwork and shit.
Nigga had a cigar, smoking a cigar at the desk. Niggas was lit with it. Shout out to the white supremacists that stormed the Capitol, but that's all going to prison now. And shout out to the ones that had the nerve to fucking put that shit on their Facebook. Y'all are the idiots. Yeah,
that shit was entertaining as hell.
It was very entertaining. I had a good laugh at all that shit. You see how it just comes full circle, how we just do it? Just comes right back to it again. The Capitol shit.
Yo, it's like, what are y'all fighting for, yo? Because it's like, I just don't get it. Like, were you not alive before Trump was in office?
Look, man.
Things ain't going to change that much. Nobody's trying to take your freedom, take your guns, none of that. Like, what are you fighting for?
They're fighting for black people to not have equal rights. Do you not understand? That is what they're fighting for. It's never about Blue Lives Matter. We clearly saw that because you beat a nigga with a fucking Blue Lives Matter fucking flag. It's always been about...
If they ain't let your ass in, you was getting the beats.
You was getting the beats. Oh, hey, are you trying to... are you trying to police?
Beats by Nathan.
Yeah. Them niggas was not playing, bro. Them niggas was throwing fire extinguishers. Nigga, you know how bold you gotta be to throw a fire extinguisher?
Look, that dude that threw the fire extinguisher lives 15 minutes from here.
What the fuck?
He's like a retired fire chief or some shit like
yo,
that.
Yo, that's the funniest shit ever. Like, the fireman got the fire. Like, yo, like, why is the fire? It's like a video game, man. That was some video game shit. Like, the fireman got the fucking fire, like the fire extinguisher. The nigga
was like, he was like, I threw it. I didn't think I was going to hit somebody. It was like, nigga, we saw you on video aiming at the dude. You basically sized him up.
Yo, he hit like 2-3 of them with it. This nigga wild, man. Yo, they.
Listen, man, I don't know. The world's going to shit, and we're starting to see it a lot more, especially with the whole, you know, stock thing that we just seen the last couple days. Like, that's just got to change now, yo.
That's insane. I've never seen that.
Yeah, we seen what the fuck y'all about, yo. It's all right. It's just, you know what I mean? What's that meme you posted? The rich people talking about, yeah, why don't you go invest in yourself? And then you invest in yourself and you're like, oh, don't do that.
Oh, don't do that. Hold on. Stop. Wait a minute. Hey, oh, what happened? Group economics fucked your ass up, didn't it? See, man, that halting the market shit completely screwed me because I'm going to say something. Like, I don't know if a lot of people probably won't even understand what I'm saying. A lot of people will, but I had a $24 strike price on BlackBerry for $3.50. It closed one day, I think it was like Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday, it closed at 28, close to 28. Tell me why in the after hours that shit dropped down to $14. Mm. So instead of me being in the money, I completely lost. Like, yo, how did y'all do that fucking fast? Like, how did y'all do that? And it never got back up to anywhere near the strike price of 24. So, of course, I got stuck with it, but it is what it is. But because my thinking is there's no way that they can do shit like that. And then I clearly saw that. Wow, they really can fucking
they can
do
whatever,
that shit.
White people move the goalposts anytime they want.
I know, but I didn't think they do it like that in like the plain daylight. Like, yo, like we're all looking.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the thing that got me the most was all the hedge funds. That's what happened.
Yeah.
They didn't want to go bankrupt doing some shit they wasn't supposed to be doing. And at first, I don't even know how that's legal to do.
It shouldn't be at all. And that's their fault that they got caught with it. Niggas
like you're going to buy up all this stock at a certain price. When it drops further, you know what I mean? You're going to sell it. And then when it drops further, you're going to buy it back and give it back the money and take all the profits. How do you do that, yo?
They were betting against the stock pretty much. They were betting against it and getting shares loaned out to them. They were getting more shares loaned out to them than actual shares that existed in the stock itself. That was the issue. That's what happened. And that's the craziest shit to me. Like,
but now y'all just showed the whole world how y'all make money for people that didn't understand. Like me. Yeah. I didn't understand that shit until this happened. Now I understand it all. And I'm like, yo, that's not right, yo.
And to be fair, all this shit is gambling at the end of the day. In my opinion, that's all it is gambling. But it's just weird that they can manipulate. Not weird, but I knew they could manipulate it. I just didn't think it would be that fucking blatant, though. Like, golly, like.
I didn't know about all the side things. Like, with that doggy coin shit, it's like people who see that and don't want you to have money, will buy the whole thing up and then sell it just to drop it on purpose so that people get scared and sell.
Yeah. Like, this shit was insane the way that shit happened. Me looking at that, I was like, yo, there has to be an investigation that happens.
Because there's got to be. Especially with the apps.
So my problem with this is now that I have shares in BlackBerry, and since BlackBerry dropped, I want to buy more shares in the BlackBerry. But guess what? Fucking Robinhood says you can't buy no more shares because you already own 10 shares that are valued at this. Even though I'm losing, I might be losing money on the shares.
Yeah.
So I would want to buy in while they're lower because I believe in the company. But you can't do it right now. That's bullshit.
They're also putting limits on how much you can, how many times you can buy and sell.
Oh, they starting to do that too? They got buy and sell restrictions now?
Yep, like yesterday, well, was it Thursday when that shit was going up, I tried to buy more. And they're like, nah, you reached your limit of, I think it was like five.
Yeah, for that stock, for that particular, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how they did me for BlackBerry. So I guess I can only I can only hold one share of BlackBerry. If I have any more than one share, well, they're not going to sell my shares, but I can only own one share. So anytime I try to buy it, it says you own more than the allowed share of one. I'm like, oh, I didn't know we were allowed to have limits. I ain't know I was allowed. You know what I'm saying? I thought if I had the fucking money, I'd do whatever the fuck I want with that shit.
Damn, I could have made some money in the last, since we were talking, and I totally wasn't paying attention.
What, with Dogecoin?
Yeah, that shit was down to, what was this? Down to 22 cents. Well, 2 cents a share. And then in the last hour, it rose up to like 3, a little higher than 3 cents.
Well, damn.
Yeah, if you're playing with like low money like I am right now, this shit is just like an easy come up. But with the limits on it, like you can only do it a couple times because they know what the fuck the deal is.
That's why I say that's why I got Bitcoin. So I got a little scheme I do with Bitcoin. Like I buy low, sell high every time I.
Well, I mean that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Instead of like keeping it in there, just keeping it in there. If I see it get to a certain point, I'd be like, oh, it's about to drop soon. I already know. So I start selling because I don't think it's going to that pop is going to hit yet where it's just going to keep going and rising and not ever fall.
Well, the thing nobody knows when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And when it does happen, like.
Oh, yeah, you're good money. Yeah.
All I can say is I know there was a lot of millionaires being made off that Dogecoin on Thursday if you knew what the fuck you were doing.
Oh, no, it's a lot of millionaires being made off of GameStop right now.
Well, that too. I couldn't get in on that.
It is plenty of millionaires. I'm looking at millionaires lose millions right now but still are continuing to hold because they plan on getting that stock up to $1,000 a share. That's the goal.
See, I don't know. What is that going for right now?
Like 300, I think. 3 and some change, maybe. But if you look, it's possible. I mean, Amazon's up to, I think, almost 1,000 something a share, maybe. Might be more.
Yeah, they're at 312 right now.
Who, Amazon is?
No, GameStop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Amazon's at 3,206.
Yeah, GameStop is up almost 70% just today.
Bro, imagine if they're able to push that bitch up to 1,000 to then the 2,000 a share. Like, these numbers are real. Like, it could happen.
Listen to this, right? So, Sorry, I'm reading this shit.
Now you straight.
No, because I seen that I had the option to buy GameStop right now, right? And I was going to, you know, I was going to put a little funky-ass $25 in there or something.
Yeah.
And as soon as I hit buy, Robinhood pops up. Tell us about your investing goals.
Nigga, get rich quick.
Yeah, it's a questionnaire.
My investment goals. Nigga, buy stocks, nigga. Leave me alone. I want to buy whatever the fuck I want to buy. If I like the company, I like the company.
Yeah, they're asking me my income and everything.
And I don't see why they shorted GameStop like they did because I still go to GameStop. I still purchase shit from GameStop, so. Hey, but can you imagine, like, if GameStop like gets money from this and gets paid off this shit, it's gonna be lit at the next time you go into GameStop. They're gonna have like butlers at the like folks at the door to usher you in and shit. It's gonna be crazy. They have like red carpet experience for you.
I don't know. How much do you think I should put in here? $25 or something?
buy one share.
Wow.
What they tell you?
Fractional shares unavailable.
That's why I said you can't buy a fractional share with them
you
no more.
You do not have enough available to buy one share of GME. Wow.
Yeah, man. They changing the game. Go to Fidelity. That's what I'm with as well. So.
I don't know. I don't got time to be doing all that. And I'm pretty sure they're depending on that.
Yep.
That motherfuckers ain't going to take the time to just go to another platform and do that.
Yeah, but there's a small few that's doing that. But a lot of people are saying, fuck it. Like, even though I move my shit to another platform, I still got stocks that I'm still going to keep that's over on, what's the name, that I'm not going to sell. So, it's whatever.
I don't know. I think the whole thing is stupid.
It's a scheme.
Yeah. It's going to get to a point where that if you're not rich, you're not going to be able to invest at all.
No, they're not going to be able to do that.
They're going to try.
I mean, they already opened the gate. It's kind of hard to pull it back now.
Not without some kind of lawsuits and shit happening.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be hard to... Because the SEC got to put those restrictions in, don't they? I don't think the companies can just say, all right, we're going to change the rules. I don't think it works like that.
Let's switch gears real quick and go back to the silhouette challenge, right? <'Cause>, No, because I'm reading a lot on Twitter talking about data or something. Uh-huh. Watching these videos is like exhausting people's data.
Yeah, I mean, if you do anything.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like, does it have anything to do with the actual video?
What do you mean? They're like draining your data? I don't think so. Unless it got like a virus attached to the video or something.
Well, because I'm saying because of the red shit?
No, man, it's a red light. What the fuck?
Listen, man, I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
Nigga, what are you talking about? I'm lost now. Yeah, what the fuck is Cardi B wearing? What the fuck is that? Yo, people just put on anything and call it fashion now. Some of this shit got to stop.
I don't know. I wish I was smart enough to be able to defeat this filter. Like, reverse the filter. I'm pretty sure there's some people out here that know how to do that.
You think it's a filter? I think they just turned their light red.
Well, some people got red lights, but some people got filters.
No. I don't have TikTok, so I don't know. I don't know.
I don't have TikTok either. That'd be going a little too far for me.
Yeah, I don't do the TikTok.
I'm a little too old for that. That's where my last one was like a Snapchat. And then after Snapchat, I can't download any new shit that's aimed at, you know what I mean, the younger generation.
Snapchat sucks.
Yeah, I don't even use it anymore.
It sucks. It's nothing but porn stars on there. I follow, like, the football team and shit and some football players, but that's about it. It turned into, like, to OnlyFans for a minute. It was OnlyFans before OnlyFans was popping. Pretty much. Because remember they were selling my premium Snapchat. Like, hold on. You just opened up a new Snapchat and you're charging niggas to have access to that one. That's not premium. What are you talking about?
Yep. That was basically the beginning of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're saying French Montana and Jay-Z might have a song together. I hope not.
I'm about to say, I ain't seen Jay-Z put out nothing in a long time.
Because let's be clear, that Hot Boy Bling shit is trash. That shit is trash. That shit is corny.
I don't even know what that is.
It's trash.
What is it? It's a French song?
Yeah, it's called Hot Boy Bling.
Nah, you know.
Hold on, you want me to play it for you?
It's trash.
Yeah, I don't want to play it. Plus, we ain't on the. I ain't got it downloaded, and we're not recording through Skype. So, we're recording through Skype. I could just fucking press play, and that shit'll go through.
What was that off of his new shit or something?
I don't know. Whatever it is trash.
No, I have this downloaded.
Well, Hot Boy Bling.
But I never listened to it.
Bobby Fishkill go hard.
All right, that's enough.
I told you.
That's how picky my taste in music are right now.
Me too. Like, yo, what is this? Hot Boy Bling Bling Bling. Yeah, like, I'm
you
done.
You can keep that.
Like, what the fuck is this? What is he trying to, was he trying to shout out Lil Wayne or some shit?
I don't know. That ain't, that. That's not it. It's a no for me.
Yeah.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, but they're saying French Montana and Jay-Z. I hope that's a lie. I hope that's a lie. Did you watch that new, probably not, that new Denzel movie?
I did. I just watched it today.
Oh, you did? How was it?
It was all right. It was a decent Denzel movie. It's not his best work.
Yeah, okay. I got it, and I can't watch it because for some reason the app, it just fucking keeps stuttering. I don't know what the fuck it is. And I got fucking gig internet in the house, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
What are you trying to watch it on?
HBO Max.
Mm. Mine's a stuttering too, but I watched it on Kodi.
They gave me HBO Max for free, so shit, fuck it.
Yeah, I wanted to watch the Justin Timberlake movie. I'll probably watch that tonight.
That just come out?
Yeah, it's called like Palmer or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to try and watch that Denzel movie again tonight after I finish.
It was all right, but it was like an empty movie. Oh, I don't know. Man. I don't know how to describe it.
I know what you're saying when you say an empty movie.
Yeah, it's like, what was the point of this?
Yeah, it's like it has the key elements to be a good movie, but then it's like, why did y'all even? What is this?
The end was like anticlimactic. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It took up 2 hours of my time. Actually, because I was watching on Kodi and that bitch kept loading. It probably took me about 3 hours to get through.
That's what I'm saying, man. I don't know if it's – so maybe their servers is just – not even Kodi, but just the servers is fucked up in general for HBO Max. Because I tried to watch another movie on HBO Max, and that shit did the same thing. That Harley Quinn – not Harley Quinn. Is it Harley Quinn? Yeah, the Harley Quinn movie, Birds of Prey.
Okay. I didn't watch that either.
Stupid as fuck. I don't know why I did it.
I do want to see that Godzilla vs. Kong movie. That should look all right.
Did it come out yet? Or it's coming out?
No, I don't think so. It's coming out.
And that's on again on HBO Max, and that shit been fucking up on every device I got.
That's how they're releasing the new movies now is HBO Max.
That's why I'm putting my money in the AMC. We need the movie theaters back. Fuck this shit.
That ain't going to happen.
It needs to. I'll go back to the movies.
Because I seen they was like renting movie theaters out for like $150 or something.
To do what in them?
To watch movies. You had to reserve it or something.
Yeah, niggas is throwing on pornos in that bitch. Turn that bitch.
Like, I mean, it doesn't seem like a bad idea. Like, if a new movie comes out and you and a group of your people want to watch it, you could just rent out the theater and just be like family in there or whatever.
For $100, you said?
It's like 100 or 150 or something like that. But then when you break it down, it's like $10 a person if you have like 15 people in there. So it makes sense.
So what's the difference from the movie theater just opening up in general then? Because it will have to be putting random people with each other versus people that know each other?
I guess so. I don't know.
These COVID restrictions are weird as shit.
Because it's stupid anyway, right? So say they implement all the safety precautions where like, oh, we're going to separate these seats by 6 feet or whatever, and you cut the movie theater down into a third. Like, all them people still got to be in line to get there and all that other kind of... It doesn't make any sense. It's dumb.
Yeah.
The same thing with eating outside, but you're inside something while you're outside.
Yeah. I just heard before we started recording, I was listening to watching the news. They said in California that they just opened up outside eating, but they're not allowed to put TVs outside. I said, what the fuck does that... That doesn't make any sense to me.
None of this makes sense. None of it makes sense.
That's the dumbest shit.
You getting a vaccine?
Hell nah. I'm good right now. I'm waiting till that Johnson & Johnson come out. They say that bitch one shot.
Yeah, but I also heard that's only 66% effective.
I mean, hey, it is what it is. Nothing in life's 100%.
I'm still on the fence because at first I was all for it. Like, I'm going to go get this bitch. And I got an appointment scheduled up for, like, the 23rd. And now I'm like, I don't know if I want to get this bitch.
Oh, I know niggas, but I work with that got it. They haven't got the second one yet. I'm waiting till they get the second one and see what happens.
Because they keep talking about people dying and shit like that. And I'm like, cool, you know, because that's only like one out of every fucking, you know.
Couple million.
Yeah, people that are having that kind of adverse reaction. But still, like.
You don't want to be that one.
Well, chances are I won't be that one, but I don't know.
But it always lingers in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it's just weird. The whole shit is weird. Everything is weird right now.
Yeah, and we thought 2021 was going to get better. Wrong. Wrong again.
I did. I knew this shit was going to be like this for the next couple years. I don't see it ending in 2021.
Oh, nah, I don't either.
They can't even get the vaccine administered properly.
Yeah, when they mad at Joe. They mad as fucking Joe Biden.
No, he's going to do everything he said. I can see that, but I mean, what is that in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah, not too much of nothing right now. But I don't really get into that shit anyways. I was just, only reason that I wanted Trump really out of office was the fact that it would piss so many white supremacist folks off.
It doesn't matter. Same shit, different day. Go ahead and give me some stimulus.
Yeah, so I could go throw it in Bitcoin.
Shit.
Oh, throw that shit straight in Bitcoin. And when that shit gets stable run the next couple of years, I'm going to just keep dumping money in there like it's a savings account.
I don't know how shit is going to go, man. All this shit is weird.
It is, and I think money going to go away.
Yeah, they're going to do away with Social Security, and then, I don't know, people were betting all this money into Bitcoin, and it's like, I don't know if that's going to jump off. Like, I don't know.
I definitely see us getting away from the dollar as the currency. I see that happening.
Yeah, but do you think the government is going to let it go to Bitcoin? The government is not letting it go to Bitcoin. It's going to have to be like a full.
It's going to be something they can regulate.
Yeah, and they can't regulate that Bitcoin shit. If anything, they'll start their own cryptocurrency.
And get hacked. Because they don't know how to fucking secure shit. Government never secure their systems. They're the worst at security. That's why you get hacked so fucking much.
So you've been looking on. I've been seeing you peeping back into the shoe game, yo.
Oh, I'm looking. I ain't buying shit. I wanted to get them threes that came out, but I missed them. So I said, fuck it.
What threes that came out?
They was like, they look like Georgetown colors. They had like the blue.
No, they ain't come out yet.
I thought they did. The grand shit. I thought they did. Mm-mm. Oh, no. The Air Maxes that was like that came out. The Air Max ones.
What? Oh, yeah, I got those.
Oh, you did with the gray, the blue-gray joints?
Yeah, I got those. Yeah. I got that's those. And then I bought those nines today, too.
Oh, some nines came out today?
Yeah, then black charcoal and university gold ones.
University gold?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like them Super Bowl joints. Them Super Bowl joints look hard, but yeah.
Nah, them shit's ugly.
I like them, but they ain't going to get them.
All that shit that they got on the inside of the foot or whatever, I don't like that shit.
I do because I'm from here. And that shit has meaning about, it's probably got shit to do around in Tampa and shit. So if I could actually get a fucking full picture of it, it looked like it's the Tampa mural that's painted downtown. That's what it looked like it is, but nah, it's not.
Oh, they got
Nah, I don't know what the fuck that is in there. I can't see it close though.
They got them cool gray threes coming out. Hey, those are coming out. Those are gonna come out before those ones you're talking about, the Georgetown ones. They pushed everything back. That's the main thing.
Oh, they got 813 on the toe of these. I like that's another reason I like it. I didn't even know the.
They came out today too, didn't they?
What the Super Bowl joints?
Yeah.
No, they come out February 6th.
I thought them shits came out today.
Yo, I didn't realize that. Dude, hold on. Do the 12s don't come with a tongue usually? not a tongue, but a tongue. Not a tongue, the back thing. What the fuck is that shit called in the back?
Yeah, they do. The pull tab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't remember my 12s coming with a pull tab in the back.
Yeah, I got a couple pairs upstairs.
I don't remember that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they always came with a pull tab. I really don't like the low 12s anyway. I got a pair of those. Matter of fact, I got a pair of those upstairs, the black and white ones, like the playoff ones, but
yeah,
I don't like the way they look now.
I like the 12s.
I like the high ones. I just don't like the lows.
Oh, I don't like lows, yeah. I don't really do too many lows.
And then all these Jordan 1s and shit is coming out.
Only time I get lows is for shorts and shit, when I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, I wish I stayed down there with y'all.
Why you be wearing shorts?
Yeah, I need that hot weather, yo.
Yeah, it's like 80s. It was 80 today.
Shit, I ain't been wearing nothing. I wear sweatpants all fucking winter.
That's all I wear down here. I don't wear shorts. Because the weather be moving, man. 1 minute it be like 80, then it get like 40 at night. It's like, how the fuck y'all this weather is ridiculous. It'll be freezing and shit. Oh, these Dark Concords look tough. I didn't know these was coming out.
I got those. They're already out.
Oh, they are? No, the
Ravens colors? They're all black with a little bit of purple?
Uh-uh. These got the purple already in them. It's more purple in them. The bottom half is purple.
Oh, they ain't coming out.
They're not?
They were. That was what the ones that I got were supposed to be.
Supposed to look like?
Changed it up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not getting in the shoe game. I'm done, man. I'm done with shoes.
I keep saying that, but then I keep buying, so. I've come to terms with the fact that I can't give it up. It's like crack to me.
I can't buy more because I don't wear them enough. I don't go nowhere.
I can't quit you.
I don't go nowhere enough for this shit. I did step out last weekend, though.
What'd you do?
I hung out with my cousin for a little bit. Went and kicked it. That's about it. Ain't do nothing too tough. I ain't do nothing too tough. But I will tell you after we finish about what the fuck about what the fuck happened and what the fuck we did. Oh, that nigga's crazy. It ain't nothing bad. It ain't nothing bad. It's just I don't wanna talk about that shit on air, so I don't wanna talk about that shit on air. But shit, I ain't got shit else, man. Even though we're supposed to be long and this long recap and shit, but really it was just
just some regular shit.
Yeah, it's just some regular
just
random
some regular shit.
I mean, the same shit we've been seeing in 2020. Ain't nothing different. The same shit. So the world ain't gonna get no better. These white folks are still crazy, but trust you, everybody that's listening all overseas and stuff and was worried about the black people during the siege, don't worry. We were fine. We were eating popcorn in our homes.
Y'all black people stay inside.
Yeah, we was not worried about that. We was all inside. We was good to go. So that's all I got. I will be working on the website soon whenever I get time. I will be working on merch whenever I get time. I just haven't had time to do a lot of shit because I've been working and doing other shit, so... And I still haven't, I'm like Drake, I haven't done my taxes. I'm too turned up. I ain't done my taxes in 2 years. So
damn, dog.
Yeah. I'm too turned up.
Them Alphabet Boy is going to get to you.
Nah, I'm good. I don't owe money, so. I claim zero, so I never owe money.
Yeah, they just take all your shit.
Yep. That way, I ain't got time to fuck with them. Because I've had it where they had to. Niggas, you get that bill, you owe $22,000. What?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Had one of them before. It's not fun when you owe the IRS $27,000. They want their shit right now.
You must have your taxes turned off.
Well, it's some shit that I left overseas early.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I left overseas 1 year early, so not a year early, but one time when I was over there, I left like a couple months early. And
yeah. You knew what you was doing. You just thought you could get away with it.
No, I didn't think it was going to be like that because I was over there. I did a year and a half over there. I didn't think it was going to be like, oh, you got to do a full 2 years now. I didn't think it was going to be that. I didn't know. I didn't know. I knew for next time. No, I said when I was like, I can't go nowhere. They was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm not leaving until December. Fuck that shit. Y'all ain't finna catch me again. I was like, that ain't finna happen again. Fuck that.
I don't know, but for the rest of y'all niggas that still in that doggy coin, y'all should have been got the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, or lose your house.
Yeah. Ain't no, I know everybody's telling you to hold. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it will go back up next week. But I would do it with a minimum amount of money.
It's not gonna make you no real money right now.
So and by now it's too late. By now it's too late. You done already lost. So if I was you, I'd just keep that shit in there.
Or hope it comes back up. I'll just buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a lot stabler than that.
I'm just saying, if you lost, you know what I mean?
Oh, if you lost, you lost. You gotta take an L.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Pack this shit up and I turn this shit up and I'm done if it's done and I'm done if it fall like that. Hey. Yeah. Trendsetter, Ben Frank, getter. Yeah. With whatever. I buy diamonds when I'm under pressure. When I apply it, shit don't ever let up. Yeah. Look, I'm in the cut, the boy in the cut. Jump in the whip with a ceiling, go up, we up. All of this grinding for what? Funny when you niggas thought it was luck. I cannot give you a pass if you play with my money, your family, your friends. And I compete with myself while you niggas competing with trends. Your foreign is used, I looked up the VIN. I know the truth, no use in pretending with him. Still in the cut, the boy in the cut. Hop in the whip where the ceiling go up, we up.
And I'm way up at the top of the loft. Gotta stay up, ain't no knocking me off. Pull up smooth, AI with the cross. Counting up wins on wins on wins for all of my dogs I lost. I might call for real, get the new Chanel. Thugger got the YSL. I remember when the feds did the sweep, I pray my dogs didn't tell. Cruising down Biscayne, I was in Miami, she gave me top with the top off. Cartier wrist game, got her Audemars, she got her head knocking socks off. You ain't getting money, you ain't fucking with me, you ain't in your bitch top five. I might pull up in the six with Drizzy, I was just in Houston fucking with the mob ties. We don't never ever play two sides, hang out the Phantom and Suicide. They riding my wave like a road tie, my necklace is wet like the poolside.
Still in the cut, the boy in the cut.
Yeah.
Hop in the whip with a ceiling, go up, we up.